And welcome back to the greatest show on earth. I'm Angel.
I'm Junior. That's Poppers. We're going to be going over Speak No Evil.
Starring James McAvoy.
And other people as well. I mean, James McAvoy is the main person that I know from this movie. Everybody else, I wouldn't be able to tell you first name basis. But we are going to be doing a non-spoiler and spoiler review. So make sure you stay to the very end, at least to the non-spoiler review, so we can let you know if you guys should go watch this in the movies, in streaming, or just not watch it at all.
What do you guys want to start with?
Oh, the letter grade, baby. I know. Look, I know you guys know Daniel's not here. He's been a busy boy. So it's just me and Angel, which we've been doing for a lot of the summer. So it's okay. The power of friendship.
Well, Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy unite.
And then yeah. Hey, if you guys want to check out our Instagrams, we have a lot of Barnacle Boy and Mermaid Man.
Halloween is coming up. So keep an eye out for the costume.
A ver, qué hacemos.
Yeah, a ver qué.
We got a lot of plans.
We do this year.
Maybe we do two things.
maybe. I'm down.
Yeah, but letter grade, I'm going to give this a B plus, personally, for myself. Yeah, letter grade.
I think I told you when I was walking out of the theater, a solid B.
Okay.
So, respectable.
Respectable.
Well, obviously, we'll get into it later, but yeah. B plus, B, solid B.
CinemaScore gives it a B plus. Now, we do have the critics who give it an 85% and the popcorn meter, which is the new thing that
Tomato Meter. It's a new rating meter.
For the audience, is also an 85%. So they're pretty much really like the movie.
We're all right there.
Yeah.
That B, solid B, B plus
rating. It's a good movie. I really do think it's a good movie. I really do want to tell you guys about the remake, because this is a remake. I don't know if you know.
Yes, I saw that once I looked it up.
Oh, fuck. I was going to. Well, it's okay. We're gonna talk about that later on, but everybody's in the B range. I do think it's a good movie. It's a solid movie. I think that the horror, the thriller, everything of it, like when they came together. I know there's a big meme out there because the trailer.
Which one?
Dude, no, it's just I mean, that's all I saw, like, the whole year is the trailer for the movie, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, everybody was like, I finally saw a movie, I'm free from the trailer. And I'm like, same. From every other movie out there, I'm surprised that, like, this is the only, like, I don't know. I think marketing is weird for me, because it's weird that, like, I saw this trailer so many times. And, like, Venom 3 or whatever, and never seen a trailer until last week, until this movie.
Yeah.
So this is the first time I was watching the trailers. It's like, Venom 3 is coming up next month. I already knew it was coming up, but like, this is the first time I saw a trailer.
Yeah, we actually remembered. Like, oh yeah.
Venom, like, Speak No Evil, I was like, dude, since January, I feel like I've seen this trailer, you know? It's just a little weird. I'm just saying.
You know, not to spoil it too much, we'll get into that obviously later, but I think this movie suffers from the same fate that Blink Twice did, where it had that potential to have an A, but he was missing that little pizzazz. We'll get into that later.
Yeah, we will. We do have the awards that are coming up. I think every movie deserves awards. It's award season, baby. We're going to do the MVP of Speak No Evil.
So I have mine. I don't want to butcher her name. Mackenzie Davis, Louise Dalton.
The wife. Yeah. Okay. Well, I was going to give James McAvoy, the actor. James McAvoy is such a great actor. When I see him and shit, I just like, dude, he does a great job. I agree with you on the
wife. I give it to Louise.
The character.
Yeah,
I mean, I was like this close to give it to the kids too, because the kids also like killed it. But like, when I'm thinking about the whole movie as a whole, I really do think James McAvoy, like, even knowing about the remake and all that, James McAvoy makes this movie what it is, you know? Yeah. Like, I don't know if that makes sense to y'all, but, like, James McAvoy is such a great actor, and, like, if he wasn't attached to this film, I don't think it'd be as good as...
No.
Like, as good as it is. I agree. He just makes this movie so much better.
It was a tough pick for me, but...
I'm glad. I mean, we gotta have different choices,
Louise,
man. You guys let us know in the comments below who you think the MVP is, but, like, I really do think that James McAvoy gets it. Now, we might have the same opinion on the anti-MVP.
The first unanimous anti-MVP.
For Speak No Evil?
Yeah.
No, we've had it before, but...
No, but this was, like, we weren't even, like, done with the movie. We were, like... 20-30 minutes still left, and we're like, we know who the anti-MVP
is. I told him, I was like, hey, if this guy doesn't do what I think he's gonna do, anti-MVP. Well,
even then, before that, it was like, we'll get into it later, but
Ben?
Yes,
his name is Ben, right? Yeah, I mean, now we know it's Ben.
Yeah, you want to know what the actor's name is?
Who?
Scoot.
No, I mean, I'm not gonna get to actor, because I think actor,
his name is funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to let you know, we don't want to fuck with his name. But no, the character, Ben. I thought,
spineless. No dog in him.
No dog. He's not him. He's not him. He's not locked in.
No aura. I can keep going.
Yeah, I didn't feel his aura from like two movies ago. Yeah, like I was like, hey, I feel like no aura were coming up right now. No, you know what though? It makes sense because I do want to talk about the remake, but we'll talk about that in the spoilers because like the remake has a lot to talk about. But we'll talk about that later. So the Horny on the Timeline Award, playa, playa. I'm gonna give it to Patty and Sierra.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it to them. I mean, obviously there were scenes that just like I was like, dude, they look like swingers. I mean, I don't care about that. Like whatever, you know, you do whatever you want, but they were definitely horny. On the Timeline Award.
Yeah.
Playa, playa. We do have the...
theater experience.
Which we went together.
Yeah, we went opening night. Our theater wasn't that packed.
I don't think it was that... it wasn't that packed, but it was so funny because we had things happening like simultaneously during our theater experience. We had a couple right next to... Not right next to us. We were at the very top. At the very top, there's like seats. Space seats, you know? Yeah. And then the middle, so we were on the right side.
Yeah, we were on the right side.
And then the middle side, there was this couple, and they were just
teenagers.
Yeah, I mean, they were just making
teenagers.
Out. Yeah, I'm like, bro, like, pay attention. Oh, yes. But they were really enjoying themselves.
They were rowdy.
Yeah.
I've had to use one word to describe them, rowdy.
I mean, I'm just going to say it. There was definitely, this theater was definitely enjoying themselves.
Yeah. I was expecting clapping at the end. I'm not gonna lie.
Really?
I thought people were gonna clap for James McAvoy.
For James McAvoy? Yeah. No, I thought the people were gonna clap for the family.
No, I was like, I don't know, man. These people, they be wilding sometimes.
They are wilding, but I just want to talk about the couple because like that was the first time I actually experienced this because like going to movies a lot, like I was that couple, right? Like I would go to the movies and then make out, and then like now experiencing that, I'm like, enjoy the movie, guys. Come on, what are we doing, bro? Enjoy the movie. That's all I gotta say. Cause, especially because it's a thriller. Like, look, if it was a boring movie like Borderlands, I'm like, yeah, make out, whatever. Yeah. But like, bro, this movie has so much shit going on. You gotta pay attention.
Talk to him,
and then you did take that survey.
I did. I got $10 out of it.
So if you guys have go opening night, take the survey, get $10. I don't know if it all, because I didn't get it, bro. I've done that survey and I haven't gotten money.
I get it all the time. I already had it.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's like I've done it before, like by myself, and I haven't gotten shit. That's why I was like,
I think you got to check your spam email.
Maybe. Me checks like 6 months expired, $10. I'm like, oh, well, shit, those ya pasó.
You got like $70 worth of rewards.
Imagine. No,
that's
but
what
like,
I used to buy my snacks. That was a Rotten Tomato meters and Cinema Score. That's me.
That's him. Cinema him. Score. We do have the money.
Money.
Money. Look, okay. So speaking of evil, the budget. If you guys want to put a guess, put it in the comments below.
We don't have Daniel here, so it's a little hard to do, you know, my little guessing game.
Like yeah, don't do the over-under, because that shit, like, especially with just me. But, okay, so Speak No Evil, it was like, what, an hour and 40 minutes? Not a lot of CGI. I'm going to say 40 million.
40 million for this movie?
30. Okay. I'm gonna say 30 is my final answer.
Okay, you're still way over.
Over?
Yeah.
15?
15 million.
Oh, yeah. As soon as you said way over, I was like, it's probably 15.
Yeah. When you said 40, I was like, a la verga.
A la verga. No, I mean, it's just because inflation.
Yeah, I guess. You know, a good number because the movie right now is at, so I'll give you the worldwide total. As of this recording, it's at 20.8 million worldwide, 9.3 internationally.
And then
domestically at 11.5.
So it's pretty much made its money back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it made the right choice.
It even says on the article there was very minimal marketing.
No. Stop. You're lying to me.
No, I'm for real.
Minimal marketing, bro. Yeah. No, here's the thing, bro. The only thing.
We didn't really ever see any trailers.
We did. That's a whole meme. That's a whole meme.
I didn't.
Is that every time we went to the movies, this was the trailer.
That's the thing, though. And the movies. I didn't. This isn't one of those that I saw like on TikTok.
No, I know. I know.
I didn't
but
see like on Instagram. So I didn't see anywhere.
I was talking to Jasmine about it, right? Because she went to watch the movie and we like talk about it and talked a little bit about it. The thing is that like we saw this trailer every single time we went to the movies, but like Venom 3, right? Venom 3, talking about Venom 3. When I watched this movie, this was the first time I ever saw a trailer for Venom 3. First time ever. It comes out next month, bro. I've been watching the trailer for Speak No Evil since January. You can't tell me there's minimal. No, yeah, that's weird. You.
Because I'm the opposite. I've seen trailers for Venom 3 since like the last 2 months.
I know you lying.
Well, because they're sponsored by UFC. So.
Why you lying? Oh, I mean, I guess we're different demographics.
Yes.
I don't know, bro. I just...
You just said it. You see it when you go to the theaters.
Yeah. I mean, that's the movie you see. The Speak No Evil.
Like, if it really was heavily marketed, you'd see it like everywhere outside.
I don't know. I mean, okay. Either way, the hardcore cinema files.
Either way, potential for a sequel.
Oh.
Money talks.
I mean, we'll talk about the sequel.
It's got a respectable score, and it's going to make its money back. They're going to find a way to make a sequel. We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it, but should they go watch this movie?
I think they should watch it in theaters.
I agree with him. The only reason why I think they should go watch it in theaters, I mean, I think they should go watch a lot of movies in theaters, but this is a good thriller horror movie that like really gets you going in the movie theaters. I don't know if he saw me in theaters, bro. I was edge of my seat.
The thing with watching this type of movie at home, You get easily distracted and then you just lose all momentum.
This is the type of movie, guys, I'm telling you right now, that the momentum counts, because you gotta get scared and you gotta get thrilled. Yeah, right?
There's a buildup to it.
There's a buildup. So if you miss even one step of the buildup,
yeah, momentum's gone.
Momentum's gone. You're not gonna care about this movie, and like, you need to watch it in theaters.
I think so.
Yeah.
Agree.
Yeah, I think it's a great movie.
That brings us to the sponsor of today's video.
Despot?
That's us.
Oh, it is us, baby. If you guys are watching this through video, make sure you guys like, comment. YouTube, you know, it's a big, really big platform for us. We already have 1,500 subscribers. Thank you to every one of you guys who are a subscriber to our channel. We appreciate it a lot. But if watching a video isn't your thing,
you guys can also listen to us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And make sure you leave us 5 stars on there. It really does mean a lot for us.
Yeah.
Another thing about YouTube, we do daily polls on there. Interact with our polls. Go vote.
Guys, it means a lot to us. It really does. So thank you very much for everybody who listens to us, watches us. It means a lot. We want to be your movie, guys.
We do.
That means that you guys are watching movies every single week. Or maybe you guys are waiting a little bit to watch the movie. But still, you know, I have AMC. You have Regal. Angel, oh, I mean, Daniel used to be like half and half.
I switched them over.
I know, you you bitch.
I hate you.
I hate you. But that does bring us to the
sponsor. Or no.
The spoiler zone, baby. The spoiler zone.
Wait. He's pushed it.
Get, you're like the sponsor. I'm like, no, it's a little.
He forgot the next bit.
Yeah. The pacing. What did you think about it? We talked about this. Hey, we watched this movie together. We talked about it a little bit, but
I think that's what hurts the movie from a B to an A. The first 20 to 30 minutes, we did not need that whole Italy vacation to be that long.
You know what pisses me off is that we disagreed on this. I told him, I was like, this is the type of movie that you need that buildup, right? You need that slow moment. Like the moment from where they're meeting the family and they're like trying to get them to come over to like
their family. They weren't even trying to get them to come over.
Yeah, they were like, you should come. No. You saw James McAvoy. He was like, hey, you should visit us at our farm.
Yeah, and then it cuts to the apartment in London. So like, it kind of like throws you off. I'm just saying that whole Italy vacation could have been shortened.
No.
Or they could have, if they were going to make it that long, throw something in there.
They did, though. Here's the thing, right? So, like, when they're in London, the wife is, like, skeptical on it, but finally tells them, yeah, I'll do it for you. And then later on, you find out why she's doing it for him.
Yeah.
Right? Because, like, you find out that she was, like, doing some shit that was a little disloyal to him. And you're like, oh, that makes sense why she caved so fast. She's like, you know what? We'll go visit them for you, because it seems like you really have a great relationship with Patty, you know? And that's why I was like, I thought the buildup to this movie was great, because you're kind of wondering why the wife kept, like, letting the husband like dictate the whole like relationship with Patty and that family with Agnes and all them. Well, no, Agnes is
the girl.
With
Sierra,
right? Patty and Sierra, right?
You just skipped over what I said completely.
No, what?
I said the whole first like montage of Italy, it could have been shortened.
No, I know, but I didn't skip over that, because I'm telling you that I don't think you could have skipped over it, because you need that those moments to realize who this family is, right? Ben and Ben and his wife, what's his wife's name?
Louise.
Like, you need to realize who they are, right? They're pushovers. Well, I don't think Louise is a pushover, but you got to realize what Ben is, right?
Oh, Ben is. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about Ben. We gave Ben the NTAM MVP for good reason.
For good reason. But, very good reasons.
Okay.
So here's that whole Italy scene, most of it was them making fun of that Danish couple.
Yeah.
But like, it should have been more like, oh, hey, we hung out with Patty and Sierra. And there was like some red flags.
There were red flags, but there were also green flags, like for Ben.
For Ben, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. For Ben, there was green flags, and the reason why Louise succumbed so easily was because she did some shit that she shouldn't have, and like, for her, she was like, oh, let me please him, right? And we'll go on this vacation. We'll go on, like, to help him out. And that's why I felt like the pacing was good. Like, for me, the pacing was good.
How do you think they've even found their address?
Oh, they probably told him they tried talks.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's but, weird.
I mean, I do want to talk about this before we get on a little bit too fast. This is a remake. I don't know if you know this.
Yes.
Do you know when the original movie came out?
I don't. I don't remember. Okay. But I remember seeing that, like, when I Googled it, it came up with two, so I knew immediately. Like,
let me, this is a fun fact that a lot of people are not going to know. Guess when the remake, when the original film came out. When do you think?
This century.
Okay, when? Put a year out there.
2001.
That's really off? And you're going to be surprised when it came out.
Go for it.
2022.
Oh, wow.
2 years ago, bro. The original came out.
This century.
Yeah. And I want to tell you how that ending... Well, we'll talk about the ending right now for Speaking No Evil, because the two endings are very dramatically different. And a lot of people were like, oh, they should have kept the ending the same from the original. Mm-hmm. And I'm on the opposite end. I'm like, oh, I'm really glad they had this ending. Can you guess how the original ended? It's different from this one.
So this one, they drive off the farm. They're going back home. I'm guessing in the original, they take over for Patty and Sierra.
Like Patty and Sierra win?
No. Like they kill Patty and Sierra, but then Ben and Louise become Patty and Sierra.
You're wrong, bro. So in the original, Patty and Sierra, they win, right? Mm-hmm. So pretty much what happens was pushes the kid. They come back and then they have them like gunpoint. And then they drive them to a quarry, right? And Ben... is crying, right? He's like crying, he's sobbing, he's like, I don't want to die. And then he dies. And that's how it ends. So it ends with them dying, and it's a very bleak ending, right? So yeah. Obviously, because they Patty.
Nothing, yeah, well, they're dead.
That's yeah, they're dead. They kill him, they take over the daughter, and that's how the film ends. Now, for you, do you think that's a... What do you think of that ending?
That's a bleak ending. They're dead. What else? Where do you go from there?
No, I know. But a lot of people were saying this movie, it is a copy and paste, right? Like it is. Yes. I don't know if I haven't watched the original, but I read a bunch of articles. I've like seen a lot of things. I've even watched a trailer for the original, right? It is copy and paste of the original up until the ending. Like them screaming to the, you know, like when they're screaming,
Field.
And then all that shit. That's like them having that dinner at the right next to the
ocean.
Yeah, so it's all the same, right? Is it a satisfying ending for you for them winning or for them losing?
Who?
The family that's not part of Patty
and Louise.
Yeah, no, Patty and.
Wait, are you asking if I wanted Patty and Sierra to win?
Yes.
No, I wanted them to lose.
Exactly. And that's why a lot of people were kind of mad, because they were like, this is in the original movie where they win. For me, I really like that they won, because like obviously you already know that a lot of families went through this shit and they lost. So eventually somebody has to win, right? Eventually they have to get caught. And like for me, the bleak ending doesn't make sense, because you could have just done that with any other family, you know?
Yeah.
And I think Louise and Agnes are the type of characters that, like, they push through and they persevered. Even if Ben, whatever Ben does, like, you know, like, we'll talk about Ben. But I just want to talk about the original film, because the original film, like, has them just going to the quarry and they're crying. They're like, haha, I'm going to fucking die. And then they die. Yeah. And that's it. And I'm like.
That's what I'm saying. And where do you go from there?
I get it. Where do you go from there? And it's a bleak ending and they lose, blah, 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 whatever. But I like this movie because you see the side that wins, you know, and that's the side that you want to see.
How many days did they end up spending there?
A weekend. Three days.
Nights.
But I just want to talk about the original, because the original, they lose, and they lose bad. So even the kid that they have, the one that they cut the tongue out, he doesn't do shit, right? Like, he's just like a bystander. But this movie, he's a badass. He's like trying to help out. And in that movie, he's like, he doesn't do anything and they like lose. That's why I really like this movie, because like at the end of the day, you want to see them win. And that's the type of movie you want to see. Like, you're not going to see a movie to, like Infinity War and stuff like that. Like, you see the villain win. But like in this type of movie where there's really no stakes, but like you're not expecting a sequel.
Until now.
I'm just saying. because that's a big thing about the original, is that do they lose, and they lose bad. Like, the Ben is sobbing.
You know what's so funny? The tropes. Oh my God. I love these.
Talk
tropes.
To me.
Like, we make fun of them. It's to the point where we've watched so many movies that these tropes repeat themselves so much. Dude, they had at least four or five chances to leave that farm.
You know what's so funny? In the original, it happens too. Like, Patty does the same thing. It's like, you left without saying goodbye? And it happens in the original too. And I'm like, bro, we talked about it so many times. So as Mexicans, as like non-white people, bro, I would have not even gone to the farm to begin with, right? When I meet somebody like outside, I'm like, hey, good to meet you. Probably never seen you again.
Yeah.
Probably.
Louise was the voice of reason the whole time.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't think we should go.
Yeah.
And the only reason she went is because, you know, she felt bad. So she folded.
So Louise cheated on, mentally cheated, emotionally cheated.
She was texting another man.
And so she felt like she has to go for Ben.
Yeah.
And whatever. It is what it is. But like me personally, you would not catch me at a farm of a stranger.
The fact. So there was a scene. You know, they leave the farm and they're pretty far from the farm. And the little girl, Agnes, her whole thing is that she gets panic attacks if she doesn't have her stuffed animal.
And there was twice that this happened, right?
Yeah.
She didn't have her stuffed animal the first time and they go back and grab it. And then the second time is when they figured out that Patty is like this sociopath or whatever. And they're like, oh, it's up there. And I would have been like, that's great.
That's crazy.
Get in the car. Let's get the car. Fuck out. Get out.
Or even the fact that like right before that scene, walk out to the car. Oh, no, we got a flat tire. Drive.
Just drive. Drive. No, but here's the thing, though. They helped fix the tire, which I mean.
Oh, I wouldn't have taken the, I would have been like, oh, no, it's cool. I'll fix it when I get home.
There's so many. Look, here's the thing, which is the difference between us and Ben. Ben is just a bitch.
Yes.
To put it lightly.
Soft.
Soft. A bitch. What's that mean? Like a bitch. You know what I'm talking
Pretty
about?
Pretty boy.
Pretty boy. A bitch. Soft. That's Ben.
Yeah, they're talking about like a basketball player.
Yeah, I know the meme. Oh, okay. But no, dude. So when they go to get the...
He has no dog in him, no aura. we brought this up.
Yeah.
Dude, there was just so many things that he did wrong.
Like, bro, grab that hammer. When they go into the shed, because they're going to like get supplies to fix the broken tire or whatever, there's a hammer right there.
And he stares at it.
Yeah. And I'm like, bro, put it somewhere. You know, like, and knock him out.
Your shirt, stuff it, something, dude.
Like, as soon as you knock out James McAvoy, the wife, it's going down. What is she going to do? You're a man. Like, look, I'm not saying that like girls can't like, but like at the end of the day,
it's 2-on-1.
Yeah. Or three. You got Agnes and the kid. It's 3-on-1 at that point. You got two kids, the girl and the, but like, bro, I don't know, dude.
Ben was completely useless.
No, here's the thing, right? At the point that you know, do you assume that they know that you know? Right? Like, I feel like you should assume.
You have to assume.
That they know that you know, right? And that, like things are happening. There is a point where they get in the car, and I would tell the boy, hey, get the fuck, get in. Because you're in the car. At that point, what are you going to do? Like,
there was a scene where we, like, were like, preach, sister, when Louise and Ben are fighting.
Mm-hmm.
After they come back, and Louise is like, why the fuck? Don't you stand up to him like you do to me.
Yeah, bro. And what do you think that is? Because he doesn't have the dog in him.
He doesn't have the dog in him.
No, bro. The
whole movie, he folded to Patty. The whole movie.
And I have a favorite quote. My all-time favorite quote from this movie, which I've seen in other movies. So there's another movie where it's about a break-in into a house. And the family's like, why did you choose us? And they're like, it's because you were home, right? And that's like the whole point of the movie, that sometimes it's just bad luck.
If someone were to come in here right now, it would just be shitty luck.
Yeah. And the same thing happened. So Ben asked Patty, why us? Or like, why? And then he's like, because you let us.
You let us.
And that's a whole, that's a whole theme of the movie, right? This whole family lets him do it, right? They let them, Louise lets them, makes her eat meat or whatever, right? They let them sleep in a shitty place. They let them do a bunch of shit. They let them do oral sex in front of them, right? Or play at oral sex, right? So like there's a lot of, you let us do this.
Pushovers.
Yeah, they're pushovers, pretty much, at the end of the day, right?
Even Louise, for as tough as she was, she's somewhat of a pushover.
A little bit, right? Because she ate the fucking meat and she's a vegetarian. And at the end of the day, they're pushovers, right? And like, I'm not saying I'm not a pushover because sometimes like it's true, right? Like sometimes you do things because it's in society, it's right, right? Like you don't want to, like I'm at work, I'm not going to push whatever, right? Like I'm like, okay, whatever, customer, you whatever.
Not when I'm on shift.
No, I mean, same. I'm usually, but like sometimes it doesn't matter. Like for me, like you got to gauge it, right?
Yeah, it's the severity of it.
Yeah. But with that, I'm like, bro, like your wife over Patty?
No, Patty over your wife.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Patty over your wife. Yeah. But, like, still, like, I'm, like, bro, like, I don't know. There's just a lot of moments.
Even the scene where they're on the beach house having dinner, and then Patty and Louise get into it about the sustained fish and everything. Mm-hmm. And Patty's like, you're actually not really making a difference.
No.
But it's nice that you're thinking that you are.
And
but that whole scene, Louise was trying to fight, and Ben was like, let it go, let it go. It's like, dude, like, read the room. Like, your wife is getting, like,
annihilated. Yeah.
Like,
at some point, you do let...
Things go.
Like, societal norms. I'm like, you can have this. I don't really give a shit. So, like, at some point, I'm like, maybe I could be in that situation in, like, some form. Because, like, for me, I'm like, it's not that big of a deal. I don't really give a shit. Like, why the fuck am I going to fight you over this? But Ben really, we talked about it, dude. So, I told him, at some point, I was like, either Ben, because there's a point in the movie where he's shooting at Fox and he misses. I'm like, either.
He never even shoots.
Yeah, he never shoots. And I'm like, either Ben gets a shot at the end and he shoots or he doesn't. And I'm like, disappointed if he doesn't. And he didn't.
Even before that, Louise literally saved his life.
Yeah, bro.
He froze, man.
Oh, when he's hitting the guy.
Before that.
He's in the closet.
He's in the closet, and he sees the guy. He's got the hammer, and he, like, he takes one of those, like nervous breaths. So the guy, like, realizes, like, someone's here.
And then he tries. He gets beaten, and Louise comes and saves him. And I'm like.
About to get stabbed in the eye with glass.
I'm like, Louise, Ben, what are we doing, Ben?
Even the kid had more.
Yeah, balls, bro. The kid, both kids, right? They're the ones that figured, obviously the kid knew what was going on, but he told the other child, Agnes, and, like, they both figured it out, told the parents. But Ben, bro, Ben the whole fucking way through, disappointment. No dogging him. Even, like, coming, did he fall off the roof?
Yeah, I remember he broke his ankle.
Even that, I'm not giving him points.
No.
He didn't have to do that. I don't think he had to do that.
No.
Ben, the whole way through, is just a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, just to put it in layman terms, he's a bitch. He doesn't have the dog in him. He never had the dog in him. Honestly, anybody else in that situation, like, being in the house by themselves, like, with people coming in, they would have survived better. Like, even Louise was on the roof and hit Sierra? Over the head, right? Like, that was a whole surprise. Like, she was like, I got you. And Ben was like, I'm like, bro, Ben, what are you doing?
He was just standing there, like, rifle pointed at him.
Yeah, I'm like,
It's like, dude, come on.
Embarrassment, bro. It's just pissing me off.
What did you think they were going to do to Agnes when he was getting ready to tranquilize her?
Oh, I mean, the same thing. Cut her tongue?
Cut her tongue.
Okay, so in the original film, they cut her tongue. Mm-hmm. They cut her tongue. They kill the parents. And, like, that's the movie. And that's what kind of pisses me off is that, I mean, I get that, like, the original movie, like, it's supposed to be bleak. Like, you're supposed to be, like... Nothing matters, you're dead, whatever. But, like, for me, those kind of movies, I'm like, it depends. Because, like, the thing is that it's a copy and paste of the movie, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you felt like the themes of this movie were leading up to a bleak ending. Do you feel like it was a bleak ending?
No. I felt like they were going to lose. I was like, that would be Patty? The only, like, satisfying ending.
For Patty and Sierra to lose, right?
Patty and Sierra to lose.
I want to talk about Sierra. She pulled this move. Once they were in the shed and they win, take over. She's like, take me with you. I'm a victim.
I was the first one.
Do you believe it?
Cap. Major cap.
Major cap, yeah.
She wasn't in any of the pictures.
And I'm the type of person
that... kid would have said something.
For me, I'm like, major cap.
Yeah. Anyways, boom.
Boom. Gone. Next. I'm not taking you with me. I'm sorry. Fucking coincidence that the motherfucker comes in as soon as they're about to leave. But whatever. I digress. It's a movie. The Mountain Man. You know, they're about to leave. Yeah. And the reason they don't get out is because the Mountain Man shoots at the fucking window and the window doesn't break. As soon as the window doesn't break, I would keep going.
Yeah.
You have a car. He's not in the car. Fucking ran him over.
Dude, the fact that they stopped the car on the inside of the gate.
Yeah.
When they push the little boy into the water.
Stop it, like, right next to the gate.
No, leave the fucking gate and then hop the fucking gate to go back to the kid.
Because there's so many points in this movie where I'm like, look, I get it. It's part of the trope, right? Hard, like, you make bad decisions, but, like, there's so many bad decisions in this movie.
Terrible.
Going back for the fucking...
Bear.
Just to please your daughter? And you know these, like, people are kind of weird. I'm like, hey, you can fucking cry on the plane. I don't give a shit. We're leaving. Because, like, that happens in the original, too, where they're like, you left without saying goodbye, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I left without saying goodbye. I don't know, dude. I just...
Do you think he's actually a doctor?
He is a doctor. Why? You don't think he's a doctor?
No.
You think he lied?
I think he lied.
You think he would lie on the internet like that?
I think people do.
No, I think he is a doctor to an extent.
Was?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's doctor certified or whatever. Do you think, I think Sierra, to a point, if that's her name, you just say names just to say them. I think to a point that she's a victim. To a point, to like an extent.
You think she's just gotten so brainwashed?
Yeah.
She's
gotten so brainwashed to the point that like that's all the life that she knows. But I do think she's the first, right? Like the first, not really the first, but like the first that like he like introduced to this lifestyle. And she's like, fuck it. Like, I don't know anything else, you know?
Yeah.
But like at some point, you're not the victim anymore. Like, you're the enabler, and you gotta, yeah, like, you know, like at some point, I'm like, I don't feel sorry for you. I don't like the original film just because like in this film, you see the amount of luggage and see the amount of families that like got.
Yeah.
That like at some point. That
took you a while to catch. You were like, what is that? And I was like, dude, that's all luggage.
Oh.
That's from other people.
No, but I guess the plot twist. So the major plot twist of Speak No Evil, if you guys don't know, I guessed it right away. I was like, that kid is not theirs. I told you that from the beginning. I was like, that kid's probably not theirs, and they probably want to get Agnes for themselves, you know?
Oh, that was obvious. That was so obvious, like, throughout the whole... Like,
was it, though? Because looked
Sierra,
at me.
Sierra kept parenting, and even Louise brought it up. She's like... Why are you parenting my kid? Like, stop parenting my kid.
No, I get that, but I'm saying that you didn't get that kid wasn't theirs. And, like, for me, I got that.
Oh, not that, but, like, I got that they were trying to get.
Oh, yeah, that was obvious. But, like, I got the not-so-obvious twist where that kid wasn't theirs. And I was like, I don't think that kid's theirs. And I think they've done this before. And, like, I told you that during the movie. And, like, I just want to put that out there. I got it right. That's all I want to know.
Fact check. Sequel.
Do you think so?
I think it gets a sequel just because of the money.
What type of sequel? Because they're dead.
Honestly, both of them. I would like a prequel.
Oh.
Like their first one.
So the only reason why I do want a prequel to this movie is because the original has them winning. And like you want to see them winning. You know, you want to see that bleak future. Like, oh, shit. And like that bleak future with that kid. With family, you know? Like, oh, shit. Because that kid looked like he was a rebel in that photo. You know? Yeah. Like, the sticking his tongue out. He was like, fuck
yeah. It looked like Silver Teeth vibes.
Yes, bro. And, like, you want to see that movie of him, like, shit. Like, I got. And he's, like, the only one trying to do shit, and his family's not, you know? Yeah. Like, the kid's like, fuck. Like, there's something wrong here. I'm trying to, like, survive. But his family's like,
yeah,
we're just on vacation.
A prequel would be in the works if they were to make a sequel.
I don't think they would, though. I think this is a very...
One-off movie?
This movie...
I'm telling you, dude. I keep saying this for every review. It's all about the money these days.
It is about the money because, like, Smile 2 is coming out.
The money is there, and the reviews are good. Yeah. If the movie bombed review-wise, critic-wise...
Yeah.
This is
the type of thing Trap wanted but couldn't get.
Exactly.
And now Speaking of Evil God, and they're like, yeah, maybe we do a prequel. Because the sequel, I think you need James McAvoy for this. Like, 100%. He made the movie. 100% he made the movie.
And it would be weird to just cast somebody else as Patty, even if it's like
a... Well, not Patty, but like another family.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if it's a prequel, it has to be Patty and Sierra.
Oh, yeah, of course. But you think they would make a sequel?
A prequel?
No, like a sequel, like after
the fact. Oh, no.
Yeah, it has to be a prequel. Yeah,
it has to be a prequel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyways, guys, that was our review of Speak No Evil starring James McAvoy. Let us know down below in the comments. Are you going to watch this movie in theaters? Are you going to watch it at home? Or are you just not going to watch it at all? As always, we'll see you guys next time.
Adios.